Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Mystic Diva Show. Oh, I'm so glad to be back with you today and just to touch you and to just to be here. It's good to be here. And it's good to know that you are there as well. And you're glad to be here as well, whether you are tuned in to the Mystic Diva Show or you're doing something else right now, you're going to tune in to me later. That is quite okay. We have a great show for you today. As always, it is my pleasure to say, I'm so glad you're here. Just to love me. I'm so glad you came just to love me again. Greetings and welcome to our sacred haven. And today, we are the scoop on Love Floods the Land. So stay with us for the scoop and see how we scoop it all up together as we talk about love healing the land. And the land we're talking about is in between your two ears. So allow our tools to soothe you as we build a bridge to beyond. We are here simply to enhance your life and to remind you that the true genie is inside. So let your soul's dreams soar. To participate live in our show today, that number to call is 914-338-0695. To listen, go to blagradio.com and click on Rainbow Soul. Remember, Mystic Diva has the best of talk radio. To get the scoop on Love Floods the Land, simply means love is an ability to respond to your life. Love is sovereign. Love will flood your soul today. That's what we want to do, is for you to feel your love Someone, a dear, dear friend, told me something this week about me, how she had observed me through the years. She's known me to some degree all of her life because she is a younger sister. She told me that she noticed something about me growing up. And I'm going to paraphrase what she said about me. She said, I noticed that you had the ability to compound all of you together, that you use your love for yourself, and then you went out and helped the world. So it's me first. If you forget to do you, you have forgotten the most important step in redeeming and knowing the real reason that you're on this planet. What is the reason for the season is you. So love is the ability to heal and to flourish as we move along our divine path of ascension. You know, many times we really do want to help, but the first person to help is yourself. Help you to get back to you. Help you to know you. I spent many, many years wanting to get to know Dora. What made her tick? What ticked her off? What felt okay for her? What didn't feel okay for her? How did she know what to say yes and no to? What did she know about herself? I wanted to know me. So your first order of business truly is self, getting to know you. Love is the ability to heal and to flourish as you move along your divine path of ascension. So I want you to tune in today with your list and allow Mystic Divas from Melodic Voice to move you, activate you, and then accelerate your soul's agenda. First, we want to pause. At this moment, we want to pause and do a little meditation exercise. So close your eyes. And in a space of quietness and confidence, take a deep breath, for that shall be your strength. And imagine the Creator herself sending loving compassion. She's sending loving compassion your way today. Open your heart, open up, and let her bless you. And know that regardless of your circumstances at this moment, for sure, the Creator herself is blessing you. So think of your agenda right now. What would be on your list for you, to you, about you, and from you? See if you can come up with six things that's for you, to you, about you, and from you. For the Creator is dropping seeds of abundance to manifest your agenda right now. Inside your head, it's in between your two ears. That's where it all takes place. If it's out here, it's old news. It's taking place. The new stuff is within you. Meditate and imagine that you have these six things. Believe. Believe in your heart that the Creator sincerely is to freely provide. The Creator is within you. It's you. You want to provide and sustain the life that you're dreaming of. Know that your agenda is valid and important to her. That's you. Open your heart and let the will of heaven dance in your life. And just whisper to yourself, I believe, I know, I think, I hope, anything is possible. And these six things that's on my list, I know anything is possible. And these are six things. Today, at this moment, receive the Creator's guidance and blessing through the love, the compassion, as she unfolds your very best. And so it is. Sit back and relax and feel the uniqueness that you are. Let your love, let the love that you have for you. You know, so many times we just want to give it away, but we don't want to give it to ourselves. It's okay for you to give you love, because when you love on you, you have loved on the whole world. So will you let you love you today? Will you let you in? Will you? Let you in to love you. Let it flood your mind. Let it flood your soul. Let you in today. Ah, let me in. Ah, let me in. Ah, let me in. Just to love me. Let you in to love you. You tune into the Mystic Diva Show. My name is Dora Jones, your host and spiritual life purpose coach. Again, welcome to participate live. That number to call is 914-338-0695. And Mystic Diva has the best of talk radio. To listen, go to blakeradio.com and click on Rainbow Soul to contact us anytime. InspirationScoop.com. Email DoraJones@InspirationScoop.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love floods the land. Love floods the land. The one voice is love. How to hear the one voice is your voice. Take a look around. Take a look. I want you to look down at your hands. I'm looking at my hands. And take a really, really good look. This is something that you created. You're your God. You're it. You made you. You sent you. You are you. It's you. And we are so scared to admit that. It's like, if it's me, then who's going to bless me? You. You're doing it anyway. Take credit for it. Now look at your hands and give thanks to what you've created. So you created this. Now, if you created this body, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm looking at me. I created this reflection. I did this. So if I did this, I can do anything that I want to do. That's love. So are you thinking love? Are you thinking about you and your world? The one voice is love. The one voice is truth. The one voice is freedom. The one voice is responsibility. All this is love. And when you stay in the moment, when you stay with you, you hear the one voice. Stop for a moment. Do you hear you, the one voice? When you stay in the moment, you hear the one voice. The one voice. The one voice is the Creator. The one voice is God, Goddess. The one voice is Mother, Father. The one voice is you. And you're playing these multiple roles, and you act like you don't know the real you. Well, that's your journey, is to get back to you. When you stay in the moment, you hear the one voice, and you will always do your best. You will always give you your best. And when you give you your best, when you give you your best, you will give your very best to everything that's reflecting back at you, everybody. See, everybody that's looking at you, you're looking at them, and you're looking at yourself, and they're looking at themselves and you. See, that's how it works. You are everybody, and you are everything, and you also individualize, like you don't know that I'm not you and you're not me. That's why we do mean things to each other, because I'm not you. Yes, you are, and you're not. You're individual, and you're me. See, it's divine and it's human. We got to do it all in one breath. One breath. One voice. Love. Isn't that beautiful? We play such tricks on ourselves. So will you pause for a moment and you take a look at your hands? Look at your hands. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. And then look around the room, wherever you are. Look around the world to see what you have created. Give thanks. Don't be criticizing. Don't analyze what you see. Just give thanks. See, this is a done deal. You created this. See, you are tuned into the one voice. Love, 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 love. That's your ability to respond to what you have created. It's my ability to respond to what I have created. It's my ability to listen, to tune into me, to listen, to really listen. And when you tune in to the one voice, when we tune in to the one voice, because I'm in this view, I'm right in here with you, when we tune in to the one voice, we stop the chatter of the many voices and we use a one voice. And that one voice you hear will always be about love. That one voice you hear is always wonderful. That one voice you hear will always tell you that you are sovereign. That one voice that you hear will tell you that you have utter and total power. That one voice you hear will tell you that you are vibrant health. It will tell you that you are well. That one voice, stop. When you stop, when we stop the chatter of the many voices and hear the one voice, is love. And love gives you the ability. Love is an ability. It's not. We have dropped it down to an emotion. That's why we don't know what to do with it, because emotions are transitory. They change. They're like the wind blowing. You know, when the wind blows west and then it'll blow east, it changes with those are emotions. Love is an ability. Love would allow that because love is all that is. When we stop the chatter of the many voices, then love floods our land. Love gets between our two ears. Love stops the insecurity. It gives us the ability to respond to our lives. We hear the gentle sounds in the room between our two ears. We hear our room of magic, and we become the master of our world when we tune in to the one voice. The one voice is love. We experience the comfort of knowing we are divine and human. And that our divinity actually does support our humanity. We surrender to our passion. And we allow divine life purpose. We let that divine life purpose decorate and color our lives. Oh, we get to be so, we express so much love. Why? Because we are busy using love as an ability. We're not waiting for somebody to trigger us on an emotion so we think we can feel it. No, we'll use it. That's how we got here. We came in on the wing of love. It's an ability. It made your body. It made everything around you. We see and experience streets paved with the wonderful things that we want them. We live where we want to live. Oh, we become responsible, brave beings. We have the ability, this love, to honor our past, and then we let it go. We dig it up. Oh, it's ever present. We don't want to look at it. You look at it and you let it go. You find out where you lost yourself. And there's these emotions, this energy emotion turn our now moments into wisdom. Because you are not thinking that they are good or bad. It's just energy in motion. It's going to tell you something about you. Oh, I tell you, what is the greatest moment I have in my life is finding out something new about me. Oh, how special that, how wonderful to know me. Full-time job, I tell you, full-time. And you will know whatever is showing up in this moment is a result of your thinking. So your emotions, when they show up, they're not for you to judge whether they're good, bad, right, or wrong. They're going to help you figure out what you believe, what you think, what is it about you that's ready for you to discard. Not that it's wrong. You're done with it. You move out, you get up when, you stop being down when, and you stop being the slop jaw and the cesspool. You get up when, because now you've resonated in love. And so today, we're thinking, love, 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 love. That's what we're thinking today. We're just simply thinking love. We're talking love. We're feeling love. Are we feeling it? We're thinking it. We're being it. We're acting it. It's all over us. You can't have anything without it. Even at your worst, it's love. At your best, it's love. It just is. It is what it is. And love. 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 Is an ability to respond to your life, to create what you want. It helps you to do what you came to do. And that is to get to know you, to figure out why you're here. Your job is working on you. Now, you can do anything you want to. It's really not that important about what you do. It's who you are. It's who you're being. Do you know who you are? Do you know you? We get so caught up in doing, trying to do the right thing, trying to be perfect, trying to have the perfect whatever. You need to get back to you. Come back home. Come back to you. It's so important that you be with you. It's so important that you be with you. It's so important that you be with you. See, that's what love would say. Go home. Love would tell you, go home. Keep your promise. Make love to you. It'll tell you to start trying to give yourself away before you have mastered you. It'll teach you about the big game that you came to play. And self-discovery. See, that's what love will do. It'll make you go home. It'll make you fall in love with you. See, that's what love will do. Oh, it's just, it's sweet. It's sweet. Okay, we got about 35 minutes left into showtime. And this is the Mystic Diva Show. And our topic today is Love Floods the Land. And my name is Dora Jones. And the call-in number is 914-338-0695. I would love to hear from you. I would love to have you participate. In the meantime, we're going to go to the phone lines and see if we can bring in a caller to chat for a few minutes. Okay, caller 870-373, are you there? Do you wish to make a comment?
I'm here, Dora. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening.
Good
sound
evening.
Like you on fire. Sound like you on fire tonight.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I was getting real comfortable here. You cut me off. I want to hear some more.
You got to get some more. Don't worry.
All right. I'll be here listening. You're on fire.
You
keep the roll going.
All right. I'll keep the fire burning.
All right, now.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. Stay with us.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, while I'm taking a little caller break, we're going to go to another caller, 770-283. Are you there? Do you want to chat with me on our topic today? Can you hear me? Can't hear me? Okay, don't know what happened there. Okay, Margaret, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, just make sure I was being heard. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, well, call her at 770-283. I'll check back with you later. Maybe you got us on mute and they'll know it. Love floods the land. And that land is between your two ears. What is the territory that we must conquer? What is it that we must master? One of the, you know, the big job we have taken on in this life cycle. And we have put all this divinity in these little boxes that we call human beings. I like to refer to them as spacesuits, spaceships, because we're really space beings. And we've taken on an awesome job. And you may think that job has something to do with everything that's outside of you. Well, it doesn't. Those are just tools that you play with. These are just props on your stage. It's really about you. And when you get you, when you come back to you, when you fall in love with you, not the version that we have these versions of what we think is us. Like, we have these versions of what we think about love. It's when you come back, when you come to you and you get to know you, and every time we discover something about the self, and that's S-E-L-F, the big S, you should fall in love all over again with yourself. Even if it's something that's challenging, something that you really prefer not to deal with, you really don't want to be bothered. You really wish you didn't have to do this. And of course, you know, in my seat as a spiritual life purpose coach, that's my day job, something that I do. That's not who I am. That's what I do, and I do that by choice. I could be doing something else. See, I could be planting peas. I could be making dresses. It doesn't matter about what you do. It's who you are. Do you know who you are? Do you know why you're here? That's what's important. Who are you? Who are you to you? Not who are you to me, but who are you to you? Do you know you? And do you love this you that you know? Love floods the land. And when you visit you and you know you, there is so much humility and gratitude. And that you hold yourself so close to your heart. For light and love is the divine way. And it truly is love that gets us through. And it is love that is our capacity to stand in our truth for self. If you're standing up to someone else and you are defining your truth and you're just there in that moment, you're doing that for you. And you're standing up to you when it looks impossible, when you would rather do something else. Love always stands tall. Love equips us with self-confidence. It is in the stillness. It is in the silence between the breaths. Love gives us the ability to love. Just to love. Love is love, and that we are Who are we? We're love. Who are we? We are love. What is love? Love is ability. You can do anything you want to do. The first thing you have to do is convince yourself that you can do anything you want to do. You have to convince yourself of who you really are. You have to almost drug yourself and trick yourself. Because sometimes we go so far away from who we really are. And you begin to know in your heart and your soul that love brought you to a divine understanding. And love give you the ability to share the wisdom with yourself. And then at those moments you think back over your life and you realize love, one light was guiding you all along. This ability, this love, this capacity to live in peace, to live in a sovereign state of mind with complete power, experience fabulous wealth, vibrant health, immortality. And love always allows things to be, to coexist. Why? Because it's love. Love only sees love. When love sees, love sees love. And then love allows versions of what we call our humanity to take charge of our being, to be or not to be. That's that individuality. We get the choice to use love as we please. I want you to know love is always standing by, waiting in the wings, blowing in the wind, flowing in the stream, in our next breath. It provides the slumber and it wakes us up. Yes, truly love is an ability. And what can we do to flood the land with love? You can start communicating with yourself and responding to your life like you actually do know that you're sovereign. You can actually participate in what you create while you compile and compound yourself, and you can unite with yourself. Even could learn to contribute to yourself. You can know yourself in a divine way and visit yourself every day. Every day, you check in with you. You check up on you. You smile at yourself. You reward yourself. You share your smile. You reward someone else. That's you. That's their you. You embrace you. You talk about your joy. And you take those moments and you send those messages of love. You know, we send all those emails. You know, we love to send emails. I forward emails. How about taking one day? Let's say we take Friday. If we just take Friday. We'll take tomorrow. We're going to start taking Friday. We've decided that we're going to make Friday love day. We're only going to send messages of love. You're going to go through your contact list or your phone or if you're a snail mail person, you're going to send it. And you're going to send the message of love. And the one person you must send this to first, you must actually email you. You must actually email you or send you a message of love. Can you do that? Will you do that? Will you send a message of love? Will you e-contact yourself? Will you email yourself a message of love? And then when you do that, will you open your heart and let you in? Will you get this loving email from you, to you? Sit there with it for a while. Let it saturate you. See, my email to myself would say, "My dear darling Dora, You are my sunshine. You make me smile. You please me. I'm so glad that we are here together. And when we do that, then we're ready to let somebody in. And when you are participating and communicating and responding and contributing to yourself, please stay present and participate. Participate with you. Give it to you first. Find out what it feels like to love on you. What would that be like to love on you? What if you actually knew that this big game in life is about you? What would you do with that if you knew that? That everything you do, all that you give, everything you say, is really about you. That is you. How you think your life would look? Isn't that amazing? This is Dora Jones. This is the Mystic Diva Show. We're talking today about love floods the land, and the land is between your 2 ears. We're going to take a promo break, and we'll be right back.
If you want to open yourself up, find your life's purpose, walk firmly into your destiny, and find out what life cycle you're in, then intuitive spiritual coach Dora Jones is what you need, and she's available to you. Dora Jones is a tremendous, universal, and metaphysical coach who specializes in soul integration. Take advantage of the benefit of this dedicated spiritual coach who helps keep us at the top of the game. She uses her spiritual skills, numerology, and astrology to support you in knowing your divine blueprint. Visit www.inspirationscoop.com and schedule your phone session, e-session, or reading today. You'll receive the following benefits by using Dora's unique abilities as spiritual life coach. Increase self-esteem and personal worth, make more enlightened decisions, and shown ways to effectively state goals and plan your agenda. You'll be given the tools to release people, places, and things that block you from receiving and achieving. Visit www.inspirationscoop.com or email dorajones@inspirationscoop.com.
Okay, welcome back to Mystic Diva. This is Dora Jones, your host. Our show today, Love Floods the Land. And I keep saying the land is between your 2 ears. Remember, you can contact Mystic Diva for spiritual life purpose coaching and your divine blueprint by emailing dorajones@inspirationscoop.com or go to inspirationscoop.com. And the Mystic Diva show is heard on Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul. We're going to go now back to our phone lines and see if we can bring in a caller, 770-283. Are you there? Okay, we still must be muted. Just want to make sure that I was acknowledging you. Now, love floods the land. How do you let you in? Oh, let me in. How do you know, or what do you do to come to the realization that self-love really is the greatest love? Because it's you. And when you see others around you, they are reflecting you back to you. So in this love floods the land, we are here to discover this game that we're going to play. Don't let her win this game. It's a big game. We have to explore self. And we want to master self. And the game that we're playing, this love game, is so coded. It's so encrypted. And it's so hidden within us. It is to reveal the unknown God, the Creator within us. To go inside where heaven truly resides. And there you find you. You find the paradise. You find the home. You find the mate. You find the health and so much more. You make that commitment to discover you. It's about love. It's about self. And once the commitment is made to really allow you to be who you came to be, and which sometimes, for many of us, it takes a while for the dust to settle and for us to know the work that we have really come to do. When the commitment is made to play the game and to win, it's about you. It's not about someone opposing you. Oh, my God, we really want to get this one. It's about you. And when you come to that place that you recognize, it's me, that's standing in need of prayer. You become so grateful. Humility set in. And then you begin to value support. My job usually is not valued that much by anyone until you choose to live your divine blueprint. And nothing else matters to you. And there's so much on the plate. But you know if you get this one, everything else is a piece of cake. So you know you wanted to know, who am I? Where did I come from? Who is God? Where do I go when I leave? How did I get here? Those are the answers that were given to you. Because the system no longer works. Because you want to experience love. Not only you want to experience lust, insecurity, whining, being a victim. This is not important to you. It's when you want to experience love as an ability to create a sovereign life. Because you have a sovereign mind. So you choose your divine blueprint. You choose your divine plan. And it means you bring those divine standards and a spiritual commitment to your work. It's about you. You get in touch with this universal plan that's about you because it's about love. You want to keep your uniqueness. You don't want to give you away. You don't want to become somebody else's property. You don't want to be known by a role. You don't really want to be known as somebody's wife or somebody's mother. And that's all you want to be known as. That takes the back seat. Are those things important? Yes. But don't put them before who you are. You want to keep your uniqueness and then see how you fit into the big scheme, this universal plan. How do you share you without losing you? How do you commit and keep you? How do you keep your integrity, your honesty? And how do you maintain or express your divinity even when today's world of limited support is in your present community? What do you do? What do you do to form interpersonal relationships that your divine self has with your human self? What do you do to merge heaven with earth while you're in this body? And what is heaven? How do you blend and merge the physical realms with the spirit? Are they different? Are they the same? What steps do you take about love that defines without confining a vital role, your vital role that you're playing in this big game, in the universal plan? Why are we on the road to higher understanding, a higher consciousness of the value we have to each other, to self, to other versions of myself that seems to be split from me? How are all things related and valuable? What do we do to endure the magic? And I tell you, each day you must commit. Each day you must visit your agreement with yourself. Each day you have to choose and choose again. It's one of the things that I find with couples. They choose each other and they never visit. They don't ever go back and revisit their commitment. But we change. We grow. So how we interact with each other changes. Do we ever revisit? Do we ever go back and do updates? We need to, because you're evolving. You're moving along your path. You're getting to know you. Love floods the land. And where is the land? It's between your two ears. Love is an ability to create and invent your life. Bring into your life whatever pleases you. It's for you to use. It's available to you. It's there for you. It wants to decorate your life. It's a tool that we use. It's your tool. It's about what I had to learn to be me was to remember. I had to learn to accept me, to listen to me, to learn the steps to follow my heart, soul, mind, to learn my voice signature and is unique to me as an individual, to learn what I had to remember my greatness, to remember my sovereignty, and the more I learned about me, I remembered the script that I wrote when I was the all in the void. I remembered that I split my all in two to become divine and human. Along the way, I remembered I pretended to forget my divinity and developed only my humanity. Yet I always knew a part of me was missing. And it was a happy day. It was a happy day when I realized that a part of me was in the beyond. And I had to take those steps. I had to remember that I had a choice to leave my body again and cross over to be with me or to bring me to me. And on that happy day, tears filled my eyes. I experienced love as an ability. My soul cried out, since my body is here, I know my heart will soon appear. My soul cried out, we're one and we are inseparable. So day after day, I pondered and I ached for my other me. If there's a heaviness in your heart, if you feel like there's something missing, it's you. If you feel like it's something that you don't know, it's you. And in my search, I looked to the schools, I looked to organized religion. I looked to the gods of others. I looked to others without success. And one day, when I turned in a quiet space in my thinking, I heard these tones and sounds that would just pop into my head. Se nadia solani. Elea se avu. If you have your agenda, this is a good time to put this energy with it. Ooh. Whatever is on your agenda, let these tones and sounds empower them, accelerate their manifestation. It's like falling in love with you over and over and over again. Ooh. These sounds will take me beyond, and I would ponder, how do I connect the beyond with my near and here? And will they take me back to me in the great beyond? My eyes were filled with tears of struggle. My heart ached. My heart ached for the missing me. My body was begging for attention, for the caress and embrace of my other me from beyond. My search was to merge, to connect and marry my other me. That is the marriage. And I would sing out, oh, how do I marry me? Should I woo me? Should I just put this me to bed and fly away? That's what we've been doing. We leave the body. And when I would chant these sounds and tones, I could sense my missing me, yet far, far, yet so near and dear, so close. I knew if I could only bridge the gap to beyond, I would find peace. I could master my divine blueprint. I could live my spiritual life purpose in the here and now. I could stop chasing the phantom called death. I wanted to experience immortality in between my 2 years of being what I wanted to know, my divine self, my mother, father, God, creator, the Lord of my being. I wanted to hear the one voice. It was a search for love. I wanted to hear that one voice. I wanted love. I wanted to experience life everlasting. I wanted heaven on earth. I wanted to merge my heart in my mind and merge my divinity and my humanity. I wanted that marriage. And I would cry out in these sounds and tones. And then, as faithful as I was to myself, I was compounding myself and compiling me and studying me. I wanted me. I wanted to discover me. I wanted to use my inventive mind to collect me and love all over me. I wanted me. And as I knew, once I had me, I had you and everything, because I am everything. So in this space between my 2 years, where the many voices were, where the racket was, where all those things of what I couldn't do or be, the noise subsided. And I fell in love with me, just the way I was, the way I looked, my hair. I had created it to have to look the way it looked. I fell in love with me. I wanted me. I married me that day. I married me. And that's called love flooding the land in between your 2 ears. Okay, we're going to go to our phone lines for one last time and see if our callers have anything they want to contribute before we close out the show. 870-373, are you there?
I'm here, and I had some interruptions, so I had to go in and out, and a friend of mine has been very sick. But what I did hear was right on, and I'm glad I'm on that same path, too, thanks to you many years ago. You introduced me to me. And and so it's a lifetime journey, and I'm ever learning. So I admonish anybody to stop, go within, and be surprised.
Yes.
You got to go
within.
Thank you. I've been here, there, and everywhere. On the outside,
now you're back to you.
And come right back to the circle. Come right back to me.
Back to self.
Right back to me. Yeah, back to self. Anything you need to know,
right.
Just go with it. Go within. Go within.
That's
you
true.
Can find out anything you need to know.
So
we
true.
Have it all within.
Yes.
Thank you, and stay on the journey. Stay on the path.
I will.
Your work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. And thank you for participating.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, this is Mystic Diva, and we are about out of time. Today our show has been Love Floods the Land. And I thank those of you in the chat room, those of you that will listen on archive, I appreciate you for joining us. Remember, you can contact Mystic Diva at DoraJonesInspirationScoop.com and JustInspirationScoop.com. We want to invite you to tune in next week. We will double dutch again. And we will be talking about meditation moments. I'll be doing more chanting. So thank you for being with us. We love you. We appreciate you. This is Dora Jones, and tune in to Mystic Diva's show Thursdays, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, where we always have something wonderful and inspirational to talk about. Ta-ta to next time. Good night, everybody.